Read Lance Rosenthal, rancher, number one best-selling award-winning author, and unabashedly, unapologetically, on the right side of the outstanding issues of our generation. But don't try to fence him in. Sometimes his positions will surprise you, because Reed is definitely his own man, with his own opinions. You might love him, you might hate him, but you won't be able to stop listening. Step over to the right side with Reed.
Happy Saturday, folks. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. And here we are, slightly past mid-October. Unbelievable. You know, this is going to be, as far as I'm concerned, or you listening to my crooning voice, a relatively short show. Number one, the final repairs on the house wreck here at the ranch house are actually getting done yesterday and today. Are the historical cabin restoration that we're doing up on the hill is kind of wrapping up today and tomorrow. It's also elk season, started Thursday, and I've hunted exactly 2 hours, which is rather frustrating to me and unlike, should we say, my usual hunting schedule. But that just goes with this year, because this year has been shot as far as schedule goes. As those of you who are waiting for book 4 and book 5 quite patiently know. Anyway, I'm just going to bend your ear for 15 or so minutes. I'm going to give you a rundown on some quick things that are going on right now, give you something to think about. And then the last part of the show will be my interview with Denise D'Souza of about 2 years ago. But, you know, based on what I'm going to say in my first 15 minutes, based on what I've been saying for years and months and weeks and last show, relative to Barack Obama and his minions, his shadow government, the walking dead zombies, the flesh eaters, your flesh, by the way, is the food, the flesh eaters that inhabit Washington, D.C., because the American people, not all, but some, were asleep at the switch and just wanted to feel warm and fuzzy voting for the first black president. I guess that's the excuse the first time. Don't ask me what the excuse was the second time. But, you know, the seeds you sow shall grow. And here we are. And as I've been saying, beating the drums for the last year, this 15 months of this traitorous, ideological, narcissistic man who occupies the White House are the most dangerous in American history. And if you don't believe me, you just listen to my shows and the factoids that I bring you, fully substantiated, that the other media just doesn't want to talk about. The Chinese fleet coming into Syria. You know just from news reports what the Russians are doing over there. What you probably didn't know, by the way, is that when the Russian general went into the embassy, the U.S. embassy in Iraq, about a week ago and said, get your planes out of Syrian airspace because we're going to start bombing in an hour. Do you know what Obama's response was? He sent out a command to his military commanders. I'm not sure you've heard this anywhere before, but this is absolutely true, that American planes would vacate airspace over Syria if a Russian plane came within 20 nautical miles. Now, we didn't go to the Russians and say, you know what? If a Russian plane comes within 20 nautical miles, we'll consider it an aggressive action. And if it comes within 10 nautical miles, we will engage and shoot it down. So, that's our response to you, Russia. No, we didn't do that. And by the way, that includes drones. You know, the drone operators who supposedly following this president's wonderful anti-terrorist lead, his staunch fight against terrorism and Islamic extremism, two words he can't utter, with a Secretary of State that says, you know, this isn't about Islam. And both of them saying that ISIS, the Islamic State, is not Islamic. Unbelievable. Anyway, We have some things going on which are just beyond comprehension. You have a president who talks about, intelligent gun control like Australia's, where they confiscated everybody's guns. Same with Britain, by the way, which he also alludes to. I mean, the world is burning down around him, and on the CBS News interview, which he gave, he actually said that leadership is really leading the fight against global warming. All this stuff that Russia's doing, it's just stupid. Well, I'll tell you what. You can't imagine what the ramifications are going to be from this president's traitorous stance relative to the Mideast, to Libya, to Egypt, to Israel, who, by the way, today with, black and white videos of Arabs running up to Israelis, soldiers and civilians, and stabbing them and then getting shot, he has the audacity, along with the State Department spokesman the other day, and along with Kerry, who is a spineless sop, everything that the Swift boaters said about him, I never quite believed it until now. I believe every word of it. He is pathetic. Pathetic. Of course, any man who takes a $50,000 a month allowance from his wife is pathetic. So we have a deal now where all these folks are embarked on their crusade against gun control, who, by the way, 8 years ago, she was all for the NRA. Now Hillary thinks the Australian plan is great, too. But, Hillary is a chameleon. Anything that makes her power and money. So anyway, Barack Obama stands up today and says that Israel should restrain itself. Both sides need to show restraint. Both sides need to tone down their rhetoric. Kerry went one step further. The State Department spokesman went one step further than that and said, we consider both sides having committed acts of terror. This is unbelievable. I mean, have you seen the film on mainstream media? Even they're carrying it. Thousands of Palestinians running amok in the streets. Actual filmings from surveillance characters of the cameras of these stabbings. And Israel is getting chastised by the president of supposedly Israel's best ally? Really? This all goes back. The Palestinians? No, he doesn't stand up there and say, hey, Palestinians, everything that you're being fed about this separation of the mosque, which is what got the hornet's nest stirred up, is false, never happened, is not going to happen. And PLO leaders and Hamas leaders, you need to step back and tell your people to cool it. No, instead, both sides need to tone down their rhetoric. And, both sides have committed acts of terror. That's like his speech at the prayer breakfast, talking about Muslim extremism, except he can't say those words. And he reverts to what the Christians did in a defensive posture against swarming Muslim hordes 800 years prior. I don't know how anybody can doubt this man's sympathies. I mean, it is, you have to have a closed mind. And I was back in New York, and I met a gal, a Jewish gal, at this publicity summit. Very nice. I had met her at one other deal several years ago. She lives in Boston with her husband, who's a doctor or something. All that's irrelevant. But I happened to ask her, because I'm curious as to what people think. I said, so what do you think about Obama, Israel, Iran? I mean, doesn't this Iran deal scare the hell out of you, both for America and for Israel? And, she actually said, no, I think he's doing the right thing. And it was the only way to stop the nuclear race. And I mean, it was like she had listened to the Democratic talking points or had been faxed them and was repeating them parrot-like. And I just looked at her I guess my mouth must have been open and my eyes wide. Because it's inconceivable to me how an American can view this president's acts and lack of acts. A president who, by the way, is being called a traitor and treasonous more and more and more. Do you remember last week I told you I'd seen 3 articles that week? This week I've seen 4 articles. And one of the top-ranking diplomats in one of the European countries, I have the story posted, has actually come out publicly and said that his government considers Obama unhinged, mentally unbalanced, and was wondering why he wasn't impeached. That's our allies talking now, folks. That's our allies. That's not Putin. Putin just simply called us. Or Obama, I'm not really sure. Putin made really no distinction between America, the American people, and the American president. A bunch of mushheads. And you know, Vladimir, you're right. I hate to admit it, but you're right. Obama and his minions and everybody who still supports this lying thief of liberty is a mushhead. By the way, I didn't get one single email from my liberal listeners, my progressive snipers out there who like to listen to this show and send me all sorts of nasty comments. Not one comment on my show last week where I cited all the names and the scary backgrounds of the people Obama, the people, the Muslim Islamists, and I explain the word Islamist. Islamist does not have to be somebody who throws a grenade or blows up a plane. An Islamist is anyone who wants to promote Sharia as the only law. That is what an Islamist is. And there's plenty of, we'll call them peaceful, Islamists out there. And Barack Obama has appointed many of them, on your dime, to positions of ridiculous authority within the Justice Department, in the Department of Homeland Security, etc., etc., etc. Listen to my show last week, but not one comment. No one raised their hand. I guess they Googled it up and snoped it out and all that kind of stuff and went, oh my God, he's telling the truth. I'm sure they'll rationalize it, but nonetheless, not one email. So, let's see, we have Obama and we have Hillary clamoring for Australian and British-type gun control, which is gun confiscation. We have Obama jumping up and down about executive orders he's going to do on guns. We have Hillary standing up, crook that she is, saying when she gets into office, she'll just do executive orders if Congress doesn't pass proper gun control. And then we have the debacle everywhere in the Mideast. And by the way, as big a debacle on a slightly lesser scale in Africa, of course you don't hear about that at all. And almost as big a debacle, but you don't hear about it, in South America. Of course you did hear about Cuban soldiers going to fight with Iranian soldiers who are fighting with Russian soldiers in Syria, which by the way happens to share a border with Israel. I wonder what Israel's thinking right now. 3,000 Iranian special forces in Syria, Cubans, Russians, all on their border, and an American president who chastises them for reacting when their citizens are stabbed, getting onto buses, or standing watch in front of a tank. Rather amazing. And of course, on this gun control thing, now you folks, you Americans, you dirty 1% of the wealth of the world, you white guys, you non-brown-skinned people, you clingers to your guns and religion, bitter clingers, actually. You know, you are, number one, now the focus of terror probes at the Justice Department. That's right, they've combined, the Justice Department and Homeland Security have combined some departments who now take all potential terror threats. And that's you and me, folks. And we're lumped in with the words that Obama can't say. The Islamic extremist terrorists. We're all one and the same to the Justice Department. Oh, yes. Absolutely. And then, of course, we have the spectacle of open borders. On one hand, he talks about the security of the United States. On the other hand, he purposely keeps the borders open, interferes with border closure, interferes with border control, and invites Central America to immigrate. And then gives them illegal amnesty. But he's concerned about our security. He's so concerned about our security that they're now allowing up to 200,000 Muslim, Syrian, unvetted, mostly 18 to 21-year-old males into this country under refugee status. And they won't share the information as to where they're going. And they can't vet them. Of course, that's in the face of ISIS's threat to use this refugee movement to infiltrate Western countries. And that's despite the stern warning from Clapper, from the head of the FBI, saying that, you know, there will be Islamic extremists in this tidal wave of refugees. But he's concerned about our security. And he's concerned about life. And he's a compassionate man. You know, when 12 people in a despicable act by an insane jerk, who, by the way, was communicating with radical Muslims online, when 12 people are killed in an Oregon town, he flies all the way out there to promote gun control, even though the town says they don't want them. And he stands up and says, of course, everything he says is untrue in an act, that he just doesn't want to see this anymore, and he's going to have to take some action. At the same time, we're sending tens of millions of dollars of arms, including so-called assault weapons, to our soft Al-Qaeda friends. Soft Al-Qaeda. I mean, Susan Rice actually calls them soft Al-Qaeda. To our soft Al-Qaeda friends in Syria. So, you, my fellow American, you can't be trusted with guns, but Islamic extremists can be. Think about that. It blows your mind. Okay. And then, of course, we have former Defense Secretary Gates gave an interview last week and disclosed that Obama loathes the military and does not trust the military, and intimated that there was a high-ranking Mao's at the White House who kept goading Obama by telling him, and that's the exact words, goading Obama, by telling him that the military can't be trusted, and particularly the military in Afghanistan, and blah, 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 blah. I wonder who that could be. Let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Valerie Jarrett. Born in Tehran, Iran. I see. Who started the Iran nuclear negotiations 3 years ago in a secret meeting, which nobody knew about, in Qatar. I don't know. Valerie may be the Trojan horse. Or maybe they all are. Eh? Anyway. And then we have the spectacle of the president saying that on the same CBS interview, God, he looked pathetic. His answers were just, I don't care if you like the guy or you don't like the guy, you had to be disappointed. If you're a fan of Barack Obama, you had to be disappointed in this interview. And if you're not a fan, it was so bad, it made you roll your eyes, even after 7 years of rolling your eyes. But in that interview, he got across the fact that Hillary Clinton's mistake, I'm using his word, mistake, you know, having two servers, not going through channels, forwarding on classified information with the name of human assets, which means basically they're dead. They're in the Mideast or wherever they are. Not responding to Benghazi. No problem. According to this president, I don't think there's any effect on national security. This is in the middle of an FBI investigation. And the FBI is fit to be tied over this. The story broke yesterday in the New York Times, no less. So we have a president who is just running amok in every single bad way, wrong way possible. And as I've said before, you can't make 100 mistakes in a row unless you intend to make them. It just defies the law of averages. So I think it's fitting that the rest of this show be my interview with Denise D'Souza, the author of 2016 and Obama's America, both great books, by the way. And you should listen to what he has to say about Barack Obama and what causes him to think in what we view his twisted way and what he views his ideological prerogative, his social justice mandate. I think it's a perfect, perfect show for you to rehear. It was a good interview. Denise D'Souza is a brilliant guy, and he spent 3 years researching these books, going to every place Obama had been, putting together, shall we say, Hansel and Gretel's trail to the White House. Now, next week, and by the way, a bunch of great articles this week, folks. You know, we post articles under various categories every week. A lot of you folks take advantage of that. We can tell by the clicks. Not who is taking advantage of it. No, we're not the NSA. But that people are taking advantage of it, and that's terrific. Because you read those articles, you spend a few minutes skimming them, pick out the ones that you like to read, the ones that catch your attention, and you will be more versed, along with this show, than 99.9% of the Americans roaming the earth and worried about the Super Bowl, which is really kind of a sad commentary, but nonetheless true. Check out the articles this week, particularly under terror and women. And there's a couple of juicy ones under scandal, which will, there are some articles in this week that will absolutely make your, it'll make your hair stand on end, fire come out of your ears, and your neck break as you shake your head incredulously. How about Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the DNC chairman, refusing to admit that her children, when in her womb, were alive, were humans? The Democrats can't even admit that their kids are humans. You know, wow. Okay. I will point out one observation. Obama coming out suddenly, first of all, this wide-ranging investigation of Hillary would never have happened unless Obama told Loretta Lynch to make it happen. And I think he was making that happen. I've told you this before in the show, because he wanted Joe Biden to run. I don't think Joe Biden's going to run. I think he's already told Barack Obama he's not going to run. And Barack Obama is now out there laying a smokescreen for Hillary Clinton and undercutting the very investigation he instigated. Because the only thing worse than having Hillary in the White House for Obama is having a Republican in the White House. Remember, this is not about country, and this is not about you and me, because he couldn't care less about you and me. And his thoughts about this country are far worse than not caring less. So, anyway, here we are. Read those articles this week. I'm going to tell you before I sign off and put Denise D'Souza on, I'm going to tell you about a magical evening which puts everything in perspectives whenever you have them. A magical evening I spent Thursday night. Thursday was the opening day of elk season out here. I'm an avid hunter. Not a killer, but a hunter. I love the hunt. And it brings you close to nature. It establishes contacts with the wilderness and the animals that you can't imagine. the sharing of common energies. But before I wax philosophic on that, let me go back to the story. So we're doing this unbelievable restoration of this 1888 cabin. I've been posting pictures on the Facebook page. I'm going to have a blog or two out of it on OTR, LFL, Land for Love and Money, and Threads West. And the cabin, which needed a boatload of work, is coming out absolutely spectacular. I mean, it's beyond wow. I thought it was going to be cool, but it's, you know, it just rocks. And you'll see in the pictures. And I got up there late. I mean, that's probably the first opening morning I've missed in 30 years. I got up there late in the afternoon, all sorts of stuff going on down here, and had to check in with the guys who were working on the cabin, doing the finish work. And by the time I kind of suited up out of the truck, got my rifle out, got it loaded, and headed up the hill, it was probably an hour before dark. And there's these two big bulls, you can kind of tell by the throaty roar of their bugles, bugling up above the cabin, not far, a quarter of a mile. I snuck all the way around a ridge and kind of came down in on top of them. But before I could reach the bulls, I couldn't even see them yet. There's this little patch of dark timber that kind of extends down the sage slope to the creek. And I heard something rustle around in there. My ears are good. I knelt down next to a pine tree, and lo and behold, out comes a calf, elk, and the calf's mom, full-blown cow elk, and other elk start drifting out of this timber. And the sun had just set, and the sky was pink, and the two bulls are bellowing at one another. By the way, I did finally see both, only for a glimpse. One was a big 7-point, one was a big 6-point. You guys who hunt know what I'm talking about. I never did get a shot because I was surrounded by elk. I mean, I had elk within 20 to 30 feet of me, 360 degrees. Fortunately, it was totally still, so they didn't scent me until later on. But it was an unbelievable treat. And I get back to the cabin, and my son, a buddy his, he has working on the cabin, and another friend of ours, we had our first dinner in the cabin. So all I can tell you is it was a magical evening in lots of respects, one that I won't forget. And it put everything in perspective, you know, all this nonsense that I am unfortunately forced to bring to your attention because nobody else is, and you need to know. Well, listen, I've waxed on long enough. You have the privy of some of my thoughts. I will